butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
For an entire generation of kids, that song was the soundtrack of childhood learning and a song that they can sing to you on cue. Of course, that's the theme song to the educational program Reading Rainbow. Now, Reading Rainbow ran on PBS from 1983 until 2009, picking up a Peabody Award and only 26 Emmys along the way. No big deal. But with educational program leaving TV for tablets and apps, Reading Rainbow is looking to make the switch too.
I'm here on Kickstarter so that together we can bring Reading Rainbow back for every child, everywhere. We're creating an unlimited library of books and video field trips for today's digitally connected kids, delivered through browsers right into schools and homes everywhere. And I want to make this completely free to classrooms in need.
That's LeVar Burton, longtime host and executive producer of Reading Rainbow. Of course, you also remember him as Geordi LaForge on Star Trek Next Generation. Well, his Kickstarter campaign for Reading Rainbow blew past the original goal of $1 million in less than a day. And as of this morning, they've raised over $3.5 million from nearly 78,000 individuals. $5 million is the new goal for Reading Rainbow. And LeVar Burton himself is in the studio with me. Welcome.
Todd, how you feel?
I don't feel as good as you, having having raised so much money so quickly. I noticed on Twitter today, LeVar, you said that it was on this day in 1983 when Reading Rainbow debuted.
That's right. Today is the 31st birthday of Reading Rainbow. Our first episode, June 6th, was Tight Times, based on a book about a young kid whose father loses his job. The story is about how the family deals with that. I think it's as relevant today as it was back in 1983 when it first aired.
And 31 years later now, you're trying to make a major transition from a show that not only was on television, but was on a kind of old-style television of PBS,
yeah, right,
to a whole new platform.
Today's kids are technological natives, and if you want to reach kids today, you've got to, you know, reach them where they are. Just the same way we did back in the 80s with Reading Rainbow. I mean, television was the technology that we used then to reach kids. And so as far as I'm concerned, we're doing the same thing that we've always done. It's just that the medium has changed.
You know, I G-chatted a friend this morning who's overseas, and I said, hey, I get to talk to LeVar Burton this morning. Did you ever watch Reading Rainbow as a kid? She said, watch it. I was on it.
Wow. Who was that?
This was a friend of mine, a reporter named Lucy, who's from New York. And said
she did a book review?
I think she was a kid in the audience, or I'm not really sure. She said she was on the show in the 90s. It just made me think there is a generation of Gen Xers primarily,
oh, yeah,
and millennials,
yes,
not only who watched the show but engaged with it on all these different levels.
Absolutely. And it is them who are responsible for the success of this Kickstarter campaign. Most of these donations have come in the $5, $10, $15 range. And it's really those first generations of Reading Rainbow watchers who have really stepped up in such a big way to make sure that succeeding generations have Reading Rainbow as a part of their lives as well.
Well, you know, with all of the debate, there's a huge amount of political debate now over kids' education. That's ongoing in this country. But things like Common Core,
mm-hmm,
and how we're going to educate kids in the public schools and whether it should be a mandate from Washington. Reading Rainbow is about, it strikes me, a very different kind of education. Not only reading, but learning how to sort of proactively read. It's about imagination. It's about reading that's kind of outside the classroom.
It's really about developing a love for reading, a passion for the written word. There are lots of programs and efforts that really focus on teaching our kids how to read. I think Reading Rainbow is fairly unique in that our focus has always been finding that spark in a child and fanning it into flame and making sure that they're a reader for life. Because if you can become a reader for life, then you have the wherewithal to educate yourself. We always say on the show, you don't have to take my word for it. And it really has become sort of an anthem for the generations who have really embraced the show in terms of, you know what, it's like LeVar says, I don't have to take anybody's word for it. I can find out for myself.
So $3.5 million and $5 million is the goal by July 2nd.
Right.
How would Reading Rainbow on a tablet look? How would it feel? What would it be like?
Well, it's already on tablets. We released the Reading Rainbow app 2 years ago. And it's on the iPad and it's on the Kindle Fire. And what it is a library of books and video field trips with LeVar, just like the original television series. And we've had a fair amount of success. We're the number one educational app in the App Store. And we have kids coming to the app reading about 139,000 books a week, Todd. So we've proven yet again that our formula is solid, that it's sound. Kids will come to these very engaging devices to read, not simply to play games, but to read as well. And that's huge. So our intention, and this was the intention for the Kickstarter campaign, is to increase our footprint, right? We wanted to get the app on the web, and that would serve as a basis for our product designed specifically for classrooms so that teachers could use reading, this new incarnation of Reading Rainbow, in their everyday curriculum. And that first $1 million gives us the ability to do just that and give the product away, that classroom product away, to 1,500 classrooms that are in need.
The overwhelming response on Kickstarter to your campaign suggests that Reading Rainbow fans are the biggest fans of your annals of work. Who are the biggest fans? Star Trek fans? Roots
Star
fans?
Star Trek fans are incredibly passionate about Trek. I'm a Star Trek fan. I understand that passion.
You better be.
Roots fans, of course, are legion and cross all sorts of demographics. However, I have to say that it is Reading Rainbow fans who are the most active in my life right now, and they have overwhelmingly come to this campaign and contributed, made it really their own.
They've raised $3.5 million so far. The goal is $5 million by July 2nd.
And that additional money, allow me to just sort of fill you in on what we plan to do with that additional money should we reach $5 million. And that will go a long way toward ensuring that we have universal access. So the first million gets us to the web and into classrooms. The next goal then would be to broaden our reach in terms of platforms. It puts us on mobile. It puts us on gaming consoles. How many kids in America are on the Xbox or the PlayStation? It gets us on set-top boxes. It just gives us universal access and the ability to give it away to 7,500 classrooms.
That's LeVar Burton. He's the longtime host of Reading Rainbow, and he's launched that Kickstarter campaign. $5 million, as I mentioned, the goal by July 2nd to bring Reading Rainbow for free via app to classrooms all across America. What a pleasure, LeVar Burton. Thank
you. Todd, I appreciate you, man.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.